Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
You know, time is a privilege and an opportunity, although we don't see it that way. You know, there are those deeply magical places that we recall as a kid. Those places that seem misty, mysteriously surreal, and yet warmly captivating. Those places that you'd love to savor again, even if you know they weren't quite as real as you had imagined them being. If you're lucky enough, they continue to hold some small bit of magic even as an adult. And if you're even luckier, you might find them to be just as real as when you were a kid, with the sifting of adulthood having left them entirely untouched and just as magical. Tom's passion was clocks. He collected them, repaired them, restored them, and doted over them as something like a gentle father caring for pricelessly adored children. Indeed, clocks were Tom's passion. He teased out of them something much more than simply the marking of time and passing hours, celebrated with chimes and enchanting melodies, something so much more. Tom collected hundreds of clocks, clocks of every type, shape, color, and design. The variety of clocks was unimaginable. Some of them were wonderfully captivating, others were intriguing and curious, and yet others were simply mind-boggling. Tom's home was filled to the brim with them, some sort of invasion of timepieces, each diligently marking the passing of time in their unique way. Yet there was something magical in Tom's house. It wasn't simply the marking of time as it passed. That was far too sterile to describe it all. It was more like the celebration of what time measured. Time simply marked the gift that we call life, providing us a means to measure life, to have a way to parcel it out, sift it with care, and manage it with discernment and discretion. In Tom's house, it wasn't about time. It wasn't the clocks themselves, but the honor and respect that Tom lavished on what they measured. In Tom's house, life was a joy and a celebration. The passing of time is illustrated in the faces and displays of hundreds of clocks simply mark the celebration of life itself. In Tom's house, there were many things time was not. Time was not something to be captured, pursued, wrestled into obedience, or slowed. It was not to be feared, fled from, or watched with frustration. In Tom's house, time was not a thief that was bent on stealing away youth, robbing one of opportunities, or pilfering second chances because it left no time for them. Neither was it an adversary or sort of bully that flaunted the fact that it was invincible and couldn't be stopped even in the most desperate of situations. It simply gave us a means to track the gift of life, a way to establish markers and memorials to celebrate it as well as provide a framework within which to dream, plan, and bring dreams to life itself. Well, how do we view time? In our culture, we have viewed time as that thing that we work against, or more aptly, works against us. We don't appear to have identified what that thing is other than it will not heed our control. We seem to have too little of it. It seems to slip right through our fingers, and when it's gone, there's no getting it back. We are in competition with time, cramming as much of anything and everything into it that we can. We can't control its passing, but we can control how much we can cram into it as it passes, and cram, we most certainly do. So time becomes something that we engage in an adversarial sort of relationship. We work against it as we feel it works against us. We chase it and attempt to fill it as full as we can before it's gone. We are in diligent pursuit of it as it diligently runs from us. Time becomes stressful and stress-filled. Yet I think we would do far better to see time as marking the gift of life. Look, life is a gift. We are afforded this one opportunity that is itself filled with multiple opportunities. These multiple opportunities open up other opportunities if we only cultivate the opportunities that we have been granted. Life affords us both the space and the resources to make something of the life that we have been offered. Life is not static, nor is it flat and one-dimensional. Rather, life is rich with possibilities. And time provides a sturdy framework within which to accurately and consistently mark out life, to plan it, manage it, maximize it, and mark off seasons to celebrate it. Time gives us a framework to wisely manage the gift of life. Well, because life is limited, time is also limited. And because it is, we shouldn't approach life with some sort of panic as we watch the minutes and hours of our lives tick themselves off. Rather, a gift is to be savored as much as it is to be used. Time marks off something of privilege rather than being something that induces panic in its passing. You know, we abuse life by chasing it in some sort of panicked frenzy because it's limited. In those times of panic, all we're doing is attempting to hoard the privilege of life, creating for ourselves some illusion that we can hold on to something that we can't hold on to. Rather, we should see life as a gift to be handled in keeping with the immense value of the gift itself. In attempting to hoard life, we would be abusing it as much or maybe more as we would by letting it slip by empty, unused, and squandered. In reality, we should do neither. As the Bible wisely says, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we might gain a heart of wisdom." Use your time wisely, not by chasing it or squandering it, but by recognizing the gift that it is. Use your time by recognizing that time grants equal space for work and play, as well as sacrifice and slumber. Time affords us all that we need to be everything that we can be. Tom himself died many years ago. However, his clocks tick on, reminding me of the preciousness of life which they measure, a space within which I can work, celebrate, play, ponder, dream, and act on those dreams. Time is not your enemy. It simply marks the precious gift given to you. Think about how you will use this gift, and how within this gift you can make your life a gift to others.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.